grace, merciful, and peace would come unto us through knowing our Lord Jesus Christ. Always when we come into this place, we are in a shy mind, but invited in that Heavenly Father helps us, and you have remembered us in your prayers that the will of God will happen and we could get right words. Welcome the services even there around the media. Many journey friend is following these services there too. In the beginning, I want to say that we have the summer service radio, and many are acting around that. And many kind of gifts are needed there that we may produce these broadcasts during summertime. There are many young brothers and sisters who bring their talents on the table. You have a very important duty to bring this message of the gospel into all the world. For introduction of this sermon, I will read of Isaiah chapter 40 from the beginning, two verses in the name of Jesus. Comfort ye, comfort ye. Yea, my people, saith your God, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Amen. The topic of this, title of this speech is comfort. Oh, comforting is spoken here in the Bible in many, many portions. And some of them I will, perhaps we speak first of the Second Corinthians in the beginning, and the words of Paul. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort with wherewith we ourselves are comforted by God, of God. For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. This text was of the book of Isaiah, where we have many portions of the Bible. Others than this too, although it's a book of Old Testament, perhaps written 2,700 years ago. And it's interesting that Jesus read this book of Isaiah there in Nazareth. And joining to this, rolls of Qumran were found many portions of the book of Isaiah. It's a birthful book. These words of comforting, which I have thought to remind and remember. For example, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the fearful knees. They to them that are of fearful heart, be strong. In Isaiah, he carried our burdens and we are healed through his wounds. This is part of the gospel of comforting. Jesus has suffered all and he has been tempted in all and afflicted as we too. Isaiah continues, come ye all who are thirsting, come to the Heavenly Father who has a lot of forgiveness. I thought if our Heavenly Father allows to say some words or thoughts of comfort when we are living here in the world, are there those kinds of situations? Have you had these situations when you have missed for the word of comfort, hand on the shoulder or blowing unto a painful place? Many times when we are missing for comfort, it's joining to sorrow, perhaps hopelessness, and there we need comfort. And this text, there was nothing more than comfort ye, comfort ye, and speak nice unto the French. We can give this word of comfort to our close ones in these sorrows and burdens with words and by feeling that I am walking with you, I am close to you. In our life, we have this kind of point of pain. There are many of them. Here I have four matters into which I have thought to say some words. This joins unto the hope of the future of youth, over denying the faith of the close ones, sicknesses and death, and restless world. I cannot say many matters. You may think them in your mind. And here are some verses of hymn or Zion Zion unto the youth and children, unto young families. We want to give the visions of hope and future. In the life, it pays to go forward and ask that the Heavenly Father will bless. Our house was close to ready. It wasn't very ready. We had many small children. The one grandma, Esther, came visiting to our home. He came there and he said, I have prayed for you. You don't need more. In this kind of situation, there may be young families or you young people, and you are thinking, how can I get bread and a profession? Will I get a spouse? And you may ask from Heavenly Father, and you can discuss with Journey Friends, and Heavenly Father will help. A new case, when a young person was looking for job and place in for studying, but Heavenly Father helped, and his life is going forward, and the result doesn't come immediately always. This kind of support the young families need. Also, my wife is listening here. We were as a young family there in Kuusamo, and we were leaving that place. So this grandma of Kuusamo was an evacuee, and he was a believer grandma, and I was I had not a lot of experience as a father. He came to our camper, and he came alone to me, and that the grandma came and said unto me that he had temptations and doubts, and may I believe, when I this kind of person. Again, there were not many words, but go with somebody, go with one, comfort ye. Then, have I time to go through these four cases? It was here in services of Reisjärvi here, and we had a young family, and Arvi Hintsala had the serving turn, and he spoke of the families, and I close to hear his voice even now. Now, when he spoke, that it's so nice when the people get married and the children are coming and they build up their houses, and we are making together the fields and the sorrows and joys are common. Again, it was vision of 15 seconds, and it comes to my mind here, and I like that this vision came to me. When you know this brother, Heavenly Father gives unto the young person and unto all the future and hope. Joseph was on a foreign land, and God blessed his life. Then I thought to read a Zion song. The purpose of life, you, Jesus, show me. You give a clear destination, you use for your tasks. Bless Jesus, my hopes, my studies, my work. close my days and nights with your peace. Then perhaps some of your close ones has not strength enough to believe. We may say that somebody is not yet believer, but perhaps Heavenly Father gives the gift of faith unto them whose children are in the world. This makes pain when we have been in services together with the children and as young ones too, and then later they don't have strength enough to believe. This is very stressful, and therefore I took this to a topic tema, because our text was comforti. We may accuse ourselves, but you and unto me too, we have made what we have been able to do, and you need not to accuse yourself of this, that you have made in a very bad way, or you have not been able to do something, because the enemy of the soul wants to distress us this way. By purpose, our Heavenly Father has given this text to comfort those brothers and sisters who have this kind of sorrows. We have not to carry this kind of sorrows, but we may put all our sorrows on him, says Jesus. I want to carry your sorrows. That our Heavenly Father would give us that joy of faith to accept that the life doesn't go according to our thoughts. It's in the hand of our Heavenly Father. And without knowing of our Heavenly Father, doesn't happen anything. We may believe in a free way. Our Heavenly Father takes care of us, and we may pray, and the children who are in the world, they are children of the prayer, and we may pray to our Heavenly Father that Heavenly Father give them so much goodness that God, through his love, would draw them unto himself. But how we are only sowers, and those who give water. Most of you here have cultivated so that you know that we like to give the growing, but it's in the hand of our Heavenly Father. When we think our close ones, we remember too the Bible tells of these happenings. For example, in paradise, there was a very good and fine teacher, and the world wasn't corrupted. But however, these people didn't have strength enough to believe. That we could be free of these, and we could believe in good mind that our Heavenly Father is good, that my name is in the book of the life, and I may believe, and I have this gift, and Heavenly Father has given unto me this gift, and we hope this gift to give this gift unto the others too. Of this matter says the singer of Zion to worship. Give Lord a sensitive mind to approach faltering the language of truth and knowledge, to address a rebellious, that the words may reach the soul in an inviting way. Give Lord courage to offer the word of grace, love, mercy, that I may not demand, repel. Keep us by your grace on the way to your heaven. Then these portions to which refers this comfort ye my people, the hope of in the future unto the youth and the families of which we have spoken, and then when there come difficulties in the life which may dry up our faith, in both of these we may put our sorrows into the hand of our Heavenly Father. Then we may have sicknesses in life, even death. And we need comfort. There, around the media, there may be very sick people and those who have burdens, and death has been very close to you, and you are missing and longing, which is very understandable. Jesus knew very well that Lazarus was a believer, and he went into the glory. But when Lazarus died, Jesus cried for that. We may cry too, and we may speak of sorrow and missing. The close journey friends are very close, and perhaps we are shy in the midst of these kind of cases to go to services. Somehow that, what do I say? It can come into our mind that, what do we say to this kind of person who have difficulties in his life? Do I turn your back? And now he or she is coming, and that I go away. It doesn't pay to do this way, I say unto myself, to meet a close one is easier when it happens quickly. One brother said when the situation was difficult and he thought, what do I say? This dear brother said that preach gospel unto him or her. The gospel of comfort. We don't need always words. It might be good that we don't speak much, but we are close to a sorrowing person. Listen to her or him. If your friend asks you to walk with him, a distance, go twice. Divided sorrow is half. In the midst of the sickness may come impatience and questions, why does Heavenly Father allow this? In the life there are many situations where we have no answers. I was without the answer. but the Heavenly Father, through his children and through prayer, strengthens his children. And we may put them away too. I had that kind of experience that I am very weak to ask forgiveness, but I want to speak when there was a difficult situation and death was close. And I began to wonder unto God that why does God allow? We spoke with my wife, but it was pressing my mind. And then I spoke unto one brother that I have this kind of mind. And I was able to believe them forgiven. We may not counsel to our God. He is the Lord of life and death. And these all are in the hand of God. Then there has been cases of which I have told, which are not very natural to me to tell these cases. But perhaps I can tell here without names how this death is touching in a family. One sister was dying, so he took the children close to his bed and said that your mom has a leaf of palm in her hand. Take care of your children, that even you have a leaf of palm in your hand when you are in this situation. And this journey friend saw angels, and passed away. God may, through this kind of tragic and distressing situations, he may speak to other people. When they asked Jesus one time that did somebody die because of his sins, but and Jesus said it wasn't therefore, but for that reason that the works of God would reveal. God is the Lord of life and death. I thought to read of a Song of Zion of suffering, and Jesus walk with me when I'm in anguish. And I don't always understand why I have to suffer. Counsel how to get more strength. I want to hear your voice. Be my comfort, Jesus. Walk with me. Restless world. We are following the media, who more, who less. The world is very restless, and a young person and every one of us may get some kind of questions or fears that what is right. But these all are in the hand of God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. Our Heavenly Father has created all, and he takes care of that well. third doctrine, when God is in the midst of us, it says that the Holy Spirit protects of all dangers and protects of all badness. And he even protects and remains as a child of God in this world. It's in the hand of God in this world. God has created it by his hand. It's very good to repeat it. And although we know it, but it's true and it's created by God, this world, and we have not to begin to be creators. We may cultivate and protect and keep peace with all if it's depending on us, how as the Word of God teaches us to live here in time. God has created by his word this visible world which we see, but God has created the invisible world which we don't see, where are the angels. And if God allows tomorrow, we speak of these angels with these dear children, it is tomorrow, if God allows. But God has created all the world, visible and invisible world. This kind of situation of the life came to my mind. If I could say something, and here there are some, and I know very well that life has many kind of curves. But however, God knows all our curves in our life. It's not unknown to our God. You have not those kind of problems which God doesn't know. You may be secured of that. This text which speaks of comfort ye, comfort ye, my people, saith to God, speak ye comfortable to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. She hath received of the hand of Lord's hand double for all her sins. This text is important to remember around this text. It's important to know unto who is speaking, unto whom is speaking, and what is he speaking. Our Heavenly Father says here, this is speech of God and our Heavenly Father, and he speaks unto his own ones. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. A very short text. God speaks unto us that speak ye comfortable to Jerusalem in a smart way and lovely way, that warfare is accomplished. Here we come to this, our two, that we have two parts, which is a big burden in us, that we have two parts, that the word of God says that speak to your, to comfortable to Jerusalem, speak in a smart way, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, and the sins are forgiven. This is the score of this text. What is the smart sermon? These smart sermons there are in the Bible. You remember very well the Psalm of the shepherd, how it said that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness, oh, for his name's sake. So I walk through the valley of shadow death, and I will fear evil. Thou anointest me, my head, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This saved are those who are sorrowful and the apostle Jesus says, this have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Even now, when we are in these services of the children of God, it's just the same situation that our Heavenly Father gives the words according to his will to the weak servants, but God himself is dealing these comforting words. They are not our words, but the Holy Spirit is the spirit of comfort. Holy Spirit Comforter, the only source of light, Holy Spirit Defender. And in the verse 119, Spirit Bringer of Grace, give me consolation, dwell with me. So our Heavenly Father speaks through his Spirit in the services of the children of God. When we were together with the grandma in Kuusamo, there were precious services with her when the believers are gathering in a smaller groups too. This kind of gospel of comforting is in the midst of us today too. I read of Philippians, this kind of words of comfort, chapter 4. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Isn't the Word of God nice to hear as read too? It comforts us here in time when we are living with our faults and errors in the midst of our all difficulties of our life, and our Heavenly Father takes care of us. And here you have noticed already we have spoken of the situations which are joining to the life of a believer. And we pray and ask that our Heavenly Father would have encouraged us to believe and trust and rejoice. But especially this text which I have read, it its end was that comfort and comfort my people. Speak ye comfortable, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. Into this warfare comes this gospel and heat and love of Heavenly Father through the face of Lord Jesus, of this gospel of comfort. When we hear, feel we are sinners and we are not complete and we need comfort, it's every day that we need it. And this burden that sin comes close to us, and we feel our errors and faults, and we feel that we have little faith, and we have that kind of feeling that, have I been able to act right in these situations as a mom and dad? This gospel of comfort, so we believe that as a very sinful and weak believe himself into the midst of heaven. And even on this moment, dear journey friends, brothers and sisters, you may believe, and you may believe in the name and blood of Jesus. In the name and blood of Jesus, you may believe all your sins forgiven. Remain believing all your sins forgiven. When we are here, have been here in services, very close to those opens in walls and outside too, where you then are in this kind of, perhaps there are dads and moms in difficult situations, and those who have sicknesses around the media, our Heavenly Father knows very exactly who is listening to this sermon, this message, that you may secure to believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, unto the peace, freedom, and joy. Everyone may remain believing by his own address. And me too want to be under this blessing. May I believe my sins forgiven. All your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. I want to believe together with you in the name of Jesus. Amen.